It may be a student in school who all of a sudden has nice things that, you know, they couldn't afford and something has changed. They may be being groomed or they may be being sold. And they may be recruiting other students. It may be students in school who fall asleep a lot. Not that that doesn't happen for other reasons, but they may be labor trafficked and be working well into the night, or they may be sex trafficked also. People are very reluctant to do something about a neighbor that they think, you know, isn't doing a very good job with our kids, or, you know, maybe even abusing them. But you don't know what's going on. And so we need to be what they call upstanders and stand up for people. We need to work with our kids to help them learn what is and isn't safe online. And that's really hard because there are studies that show that a like online can give you a high, like a drug can. And we already know that the down part, you know, if you don't get the likes, if you get the nasty comments, how bad that can be on kids. But so the kids need to know who they are chatting with and who they are friends with, and really know those people, not just say, well, it's so-and-so's cousin, or, no, he's a friend of somebody else or whatever.